Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I have pink Gatorade.
How are y'all doing?
Tired.
I don't know.
I think we're doing another one of those paradoxes.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Yep.
Now you have to end the Cast Ranger first.
Never mind.
I'll tell you later.
Alright, so it's just the core four of us here today.
Yep.
For this segment at least.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it.
Perfect.
This first set of Exeat scans was not brought to you by the Geek Cauldron.
Oh god.
When we first got these scans, whoever the hell the Geek Cauldron are, they plastered their fucking tags all over it.
Someone said apparently it's like a toy website. Like
we get it,
shit.
You found them first. Shove your name in the corner and be good. Alright, first up, we got a reveal of Exade's final form using the Hyper Muteki Gashit, which is a lock-on gashit that goes on top of Maximum Mighty because it's a Sega lock-on cartridge joke.
Whoa.
It's a Kamen Rider Gaim Muteki Gamer.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's called the Kamen Rider Gaim.
Yeah. So, no, did I say?
Yeah, you said Gaim.
Oh, sorry. Kamen Rider Exade Muteki Gamer.
Guy Muteki.
Sure. Alright, so, looking at this, oh my god, it's so clearly a Mario Star ripoff. Or
yeah.
Homage.
Invincibility.
Muteki means invincible. He's got a star for a face. He's shining and golden and a bunch of other colors. The stars in his suit kind of scream three-star uniform from Kill la Kill.
Hello, man.
But, oh my god, the fucking dreadlocks everywhere is what ruins this for me.
They're not dreadlocks.
Yes,
they're,
they are!
No, they're streams from a star.
They're that...
Not a shooting star.
They can be both.
They're long-ass things coming out of the back of his head.
I don't care.
And they're coming down the front.
That doesn't bother me.
I feel like without that, I might actually like the form, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to wait till I see it in motion.
You buy the figure, take the fucking things off.
Look how tall his shoulders are.
Yep.
Jesus, I didn't notice that till now.
This is fucking max level form. I mean, fucking better.
And he's got like multicolor eyes.
I love that.
My only complaint about. Actually, you know what? I'll save it for later.
Okay.
Well, now's the time to talk about it.
No. Let's just keep going.
Okay. Going down and further in this set of scans, we can see a shot of the Hyper Muteki Gashit.
Wow. Look at that.
It's got a golden recolor of Mighty on it.
Oh my god, it does!
And the interesting thing is, looking at this same scan, not only can Exade use it to power up Maximum Mighty, but apparently it can actually fit in the level 3 slot for other riders to potentially use it in some capacity.
Jeez.
So,
put that with laser.
You could use it.
Invincible bike power.
Maybe then he would have died.
Yeah.
Okay. Further down this scan.
Here we go.
Paradox, power up confirmed. Just like we all said when we heard the sounds coming out of the Gashit Gear Duel when used in the Gamer Driver, we have confirmed that this is indeed a power up for Kamen Rider Paradox. Putting the Gashit Gear Duel in the Gamer Driver unlocks Paradox level 99, including a new weapon called the Power Up Gun.
And that's fucking cool looking.
It's basically the hilt of Brave's weapon.
Recolored and put it with an axe blade on it.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Which then swivels around to form a really, really awkward gun mode.
Yeah.
And,
That looks like, it honestly kind of looks like the Super Scope.
Yeah, so this is Perfect Knockout Gamer. Perfect Knockout Gamer. And the weapon has a slot for a double gashit, so you could use the Gashit Gear Duel in it, or you could use Mighty Brothers, or you could use two regular gashits,
just
the Key Slasher.
With Perfect Paradox, that wasn't what I was expecting for
Perfect
a form.
Perfect Knockout.
Or Perfect Knockout, because, I was thinking it was just going to be, like, a mesh between both forms of Paradox, but they just were like, no, he's going to have, like, an X8 sort of face and weird spiky hair.
The hair is just gross.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I feel
I actually really like the rest of the suit. The shoulders kind of look drive-shaped,
mm-hmm.
And it's really... I can't wait to see more of the design because there's text blocking a lot of it, But aside from the hair, I really, really like this design.
No, me too. And honestly, like, I have the Gashagear Duel now. It's a fucking amazing toy. If you can get yourself one, do so. But I'm glad, like, I already have the Gamer Driver, so I literally already have this for him. And it's super fun in the Gamer Driver.
Yeah.
So does that mean he gets Kiri's Gamer Driver?
Maybe. Or Dan can just make him a new one, because he can do that.
Well, I mean...
Why would Dan want to make a new one when he wants to be the ultimate, like, the god?
Well, this could be a hint to Palat possibly joining CR, because then they're like, we got this, you want to use it?
I hope not. I hope Palat just stays a bad guy.
I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Next in this set of scans...
On that note, before we move on to the next thing... We already know, Pallad, his whole thing is he wants to play Kamen Rider Chronicle. But if we're going to find out, doesn't sound like he gets to.
I don't know. Maybe. It could be him. We're looking now at the scans for Buggle Driver 2 and the Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit.
Yup.
Wait a minute. Is that Eclipter?
Right? That's what everyone's been saying.
That's the meme.
It's Kamen Rider Eclipter.
So this is probably the most terrible possible combination of colors they could ever have come up with for a recolor.
I like it.
Why is the blade blue when all of it is gray and green?
Yeah. And the weird part is they kept the A button red, but the blaster's not red anymore.
It's gray and green, like the color of money.
And the name of the first Kirby stage.
Because, I don't know, honestly, the blue doesn't bother me. Like, yes, I agree, they could have used a different color for it, but
no,
whatever.
It should have been a different color.
Yeah, but this works the same as the previous bug visor. It works as a weapon, and it comes with an arm mount like the previous bug visor did, and will come with the belt part as well, and comes with the Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit, which I'm actually really interested in getting.
Yeah, so, because... it'd be cool to have Kamen Rider Chronicle, but now, since I know the Buggle Driver 2 is going to be used by someone else, which we will get into in just a second, me and Ichi are probably going to go halfsies on this, because I would love to have the Buggle Driver 2.
Yeah.
And that's because... Go down. To the next article, whatever. Because Poppy Pipapavo becomes her own Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider Poppy.
Using another copy of the Buggle Driver 2 and the Tokimeki Crisis Gashit.
So what's theorized right now is, with like the name of a gashit like that, and because she's wearing the Buggle Driver 2, she might be brainwashed into like working for Dan or someone, because remember, she's a bugster, so...
Don't forget, she's the female lead.
She's an NPC in a video game, so she can be reprogrammed.
Oh my god, are they gonna pull an Emu, an M, where like they split Poppy's personality with her disguise?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, one thing that we should mention regarding the previous announcement is that the name of the rider using this Buggle Driver 2 with Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit, it's not Genmu. It's called Kamen Rider Chronos, which I get is related to Chronicle, but this begs the question, if that's not Genmu, then who is it?
Might be Dan's dad.
Yeah, my first theory was Dan Masamune might be coming back into play.
I think so. I hope he does.
I mean, there's also the possibility that this is Pallad, because it's technically a different power set. It's not the Gashagear Duel or the Gamer Driver.
If that's the case, then god fucking damn it, I will need to get a fucking Kamen Rider Chronicle.
Now, here's my dislikes with all of this.
Okay.
I'm not going to complain about the designs. I'm not going to complain about, you know, I'm not going to complain about the designs because I want to see them in action. My only problem is that these are coming out in April, like, if you can scroll up, EG, to the first page.
Yeah, it literally gives the release date.
Yeah.
March for level 99 fucking XA. April for Paradox level 99.
And then May for, like, the rest of them.
June for Muteki.
No, that's a 5.
No. May for Chronos and Poppy, and June for Muteki.
Oh, that's a 6.
Yeah, 5 and 6.
So it's like,
Which means that Muteki is going to be introduced to fight these, probably.
And then here's the... But we're in February.
Mm-hmm.
What is there to look forward to now?
Plot.
No, because what's next is that we're now... Like, around April and May, we're going to get the information about the next Kamen Rider series.
Maybe everyone else gets power-ups.
So now we basically have... now we know what's going to happen for the whole entire X8, like, power-up.
Maybe, Gar, but my kind of argument is, this is a video game-themed show, so they always have to have... In video games, there's always power-ups, new gear, and also new players that join.
Yeah, but they wasted all that in, like, the first 10 episodes with the level 3 Gashats. They could have at least, planned them out throughout the episodes instead of releasing a new power-up every episode.
No, but, again, that's,
What are we going to do for a story now?
No, but...
We already know what's going to happen to, Kamen Rider Chronicle. We already know, from the looks of it, chances are Pallad's going to become a hero. And we already know what the final form looks like. So what is there to look forward to?
Okay, well, that's the mystery behind Agar. We don't know, and they might surprise us. Maybe this will be in a Rider series that just gets cut short. Maybe it'll just be a shorter series.
I'm going to hold out my optimistic faith that the show will have enough interesting plot to fill the gaps.
Also,
that's what we said about Ghost.
Also,
and burgers.
Also, just an interesting point to make. Each episode of X8 is called, a level. So each episode is, the level of a game. So each level introduces either, a new character or a new power-up or something. So, like I said, they're going full-on with this video game motif.
I mean, hell, I saw a listing of the next few episodes, and before episode 20, we'll have Brave and Snipe level 50.
That's the problem. We should be getting that in March. Or, in April, not February.
Well, we'll
that
see.
And one of the biggest problems with that I have is that the design should have been silhouetted.
No, we did get a silhouette of this. Remember when level 99 was released?
Yeah, but
it was a silhouette.
I'm talking
of this.
About the others though.
Okay, sure.
Kamen Rider Chronos, Kamen Rider Poppy. Those should have been silhouetted. That way we can at least still have build up towards the next. What the next design will actually look like.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
To quote the famous Joker, it's like peeking into your Christmas presents. I must admit, it's a little sadly anticlimactic.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing fucking Poppy. That's gonna be great.
All right. Next. Q Ranger scans. We got high-quality scans of Ryu Commander, who we talked about last week when we got a blurry magazine scan. And now we have a high-quality one, which reveals a little bit more.
Okay.
The 11th Q-Ranger.
Can I mention about my thoughts on Ryu Commander quickly?
Sure.
I really do like the design, and I love the trench coat theme.
Fuck yeah.
Good old Rompo's gonna be
and
great.
Then, meanwhile, immediately next to him in this scan.
Yeah.
Koguma Sky Blue, the 11th Q Ranger.
Ursa Minor.
Okay, that's.
Ursa Minor.
Because
he's a minor.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. God,
it's a child. It is a child.
No, and then if you scroll down.
And then.
Scroll down.
He has.
Ursa Minor goes to Ursa Major.
He literally pulls a Justin.
He got Beetleborg.
That too.
I mean, it semi-makes sense. I saw the pictures of his Zord before I saw pictures of him.
Yeah.
Fucking bear of the unicycle.
Right?
It's two bears. One bear with wheels attached to its hands, making it like a truck.
And one's a little bear on a unicycle.
Yeah.
Bear RV, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So the interesting part is apparently Koguma Sky Blue is Sasori Orange's partner in some capacity.
Apprentice, maybe?
And
or
then,
just, partner in crime.
And then, as we can see in these other scans, purple, or Ryu Commander Zord, which is the Ryu Voyager.
Serpentera.
Sky Blues, which is the Koguma and Oguma Voyagers, and the Sasori Voyager, the orange one, combine into the series' second mech, Ryu Teo. And then you can also see in the corner here that Ryuteo and Kyureno obviously combine into Ryutei Kyureno.
Jesus.
It's already becoming massive.
Now, unlike the X8 scans, these don't mind me because we still have a whole entire year worth of, like for the show. So, like,
first fucking combinations, or it's been revealed already and the show hasn't even started.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. That, and just like last year and the year before that, the quote unquote Six Ranger was revealed before the show even started.
So here's some interesting updates on Ryu Commander. We found out what his transformation device is. It is a staff with a dragon head on it, mm-hmm. which converts into a rifle. So
it's Pimp Cane.
We have our first Pimp Ranger, ladies and gentlemen. He's purple. He has a long jacket. He has a staff that turns into a gun, and he's the fucking boss.
And really think
Pimp Ranger.
And really think who command, like, who flies the ship, the Pink Ranger.
Maybe.
He also has his own belt, which is
the
gold,
Ryu buckle. It's a golden recolor of the Q buckle,
and it comes with a gold Kyutama.
And it also comes with another Kyutama.
There's a Mystere.
It comes with the Ran Shinban Kyutama, which is Pyxis. As well as the Ryu Commander's Henshin device, the rod rifle thing, is called the Ryu Tsueder. It has 5 functions: to transform, to summon Ryu Voyager, to combine with other mecha, to perform the finisher, and to do special techniques. And it comes with the Ryu Kyutama, which is the Draco constellation.
Reminds you of Oja's staff.
A little bit, but just because it's a staff and purple.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a Deca Master Sword. And before you question it, the Deca Ranger movie where he used it as a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Also, even though there is no bullets on it, he still used it as a gun.
Yeah. Also in this article, we can see one of the upcoming power-ups. The Pegasus Kyutama, which is put onto Shishi Red to transform it into Pegasus Shishi
Red. Why is Shishi Red getting, like, fucking, like, 3 power-ups?
Which is the one that we saw silhouetted last week, and I thought it was cancer.
Gay!
Sure.
Is it in
the... I finally started watching Community.
Yeah. I'll have to find the image, but we also got, scans of another set of power-ups that Shishi Red is getting.
The Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And the Moon one is just absolutely ridiculous. It's just a crescent moon just straight through his fucking head.
It's called the Hikari Kyutama because light. And the Sun form turns him into straight up the Solgaleo Ranger.
Which looks not as bad as the Moon one.
I still think it looks dumb.
Pictures of that.
There are. You know what? Let me find it.
Because
and the Moon one just makes him look like Kamen Rider Baron.
No, like it's silly. He's got like a crescent moon right through his fucking head. It's so dumb.
Let's see if I can find that picture. This is not the best scan, but it's what we got right now.
Fucking Geek Cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom in.
Oh,
there you go.
God.
It literally just, the Sun one just puts spikes around the face. And the Moon one is just makes him come right bare.
You know what? You're helmet. Right. It's fucking that is fucking banana arms helmet right there. God.
Oh yeah, here you go. Right
but
there.
Look how tall this Kyutama is. It fucking juts the hell out from the gun.
Wow, that picture shows Blaine just showed me. It shows it a little better because you can actually see how the horn on the one side of the Moon form actually just curves right the fuck up compared to the other side.
Yeah. Look at the pictures there. Like in the Sun form, he's like, woo, full energy, and the Moon one's just like
I am elegant and mysterious.
Yeah. I'm going to JoJo pose over here.
But yeah, the Kyutama's weird. Like it flips over.
Like if it, yeah, you put it in upside
it has
down for two forms.
It's a Sun and Moon.
Yeah, and I don't like how it juts way the fuck out on the Seiza Blaster. Although I guess that's going to be the way it is for all the powerful Kyutamas.
I wonder if it's coincidental because Pokemon Sun and Moon came out recently.
I think that was the inspiration for this fucking thing.
Probably.
Like the guy was just playing Pokemon, like Sun or Moon, and it's like,
hey, we need a power up!
No, it's like, hey, you done with that power up form?
Give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Here you go.
Sun and Moon.
See, it's like, sees the figure where it's Baron figure that's probably on his shelf. Dude. It's like, here we go.
It's funny, looking at the actual middle part of the Kutama, the sun emblem just looks so much like the Crest of Courage.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it does.
So, like, going down again? Yeah, honestly, like, the sun form looks fucking cool on him, because I just, like...
No,
oh,
it looks dumb.
No, no, the moon one looks dumb.
Boys, they're
boys,
both dumb!
Boys, boys, they're both done, or they're both dumb, and I can prove it with math.
Yep.
No, I like the sun form. Sun form looks dope.
If he doesn't do a head, an Akiba Red style hair attack, I will be sad.
Bash his head at him on.
Bash
so.
It with a hammer.
So that's that.
Cool.
Moving on. Immediately in the wake of us finishing Zoojer, the V Cinema got announced.
Ooh. So I was wrong. I will admit I was wrong. I kept saying we're not going to get one because we got the Deck Ranger and Gavon crossover happening. They're not gonna like spend more money on Zoojer.
Yeah, the next V Cinema will be Dobutsu Sentai Zoojer Returns.
And the subtitle
Give
is
Me Your Life,
the Great Ruler of the Earth Battle.
That's inspiring.
So I guess everyone's not gonna get along.
Look at Misao. Look how different he is.
Everyone looks different. Yamato looks like a mobster.
Right? Like the straight out of a Yakuza meeting.
Leo started a gym. Amu and Sella are, like, running some high-class place of some sort.
The bar over there is fucking...
we don't even need to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
This follow-up to the Zoojer story centers around Zooman and humans peacefully coexisting on Earth. It is decided that they'll have a great battle to decide the ruler of the Earth. However, a new real danger lurks in the shadows.
Peacefully coexisting, huh?
So what? I can be, like, your mayor or something? Or, so what? I can be the king of the world? Can't do that. The king's a dog. What's a king? I mean, what's a dog? I mean, what the fuck?
So, this movie...
Can you see a branch?
This movie will be directed by Noboru Takemoto, written by Jin Tanaka... DVD release for 4,500 yen, Blu-ray for 5,500 yen. Bonus features will include the behind-the-scenes featurette as well as advertisements.
The first
release will come with a 100-page ultimate collection book with all the information about Zoojer.
Oh, there you go, Gar. You need that.
And they will go on sale June 28th.
So does that mean we're not going to get an exclusive Ranger for this one?
If we are, they haven't talked about it yet.
Sue Larry.
Larry being Zoo Gorilla.
Yep.
I think that might be it because we honestly, they would have already filmed it by now and they would have just released it like way back then. But
Larry to be a ranger, damn it.
I think that's gonna be the thing. The light or Zoo Human's gonna make another pop up.
Please.
I am Baba, King of the Elephants.
Anyway, Zoojer Returns in June.
Someone please do fan art of Babar and Tusk hanging out.
Yep.
Just Tusk in Babar's clothes.
And then have me sound next to the Rhino guys from the Babar series.
Oh my god, right.
All right.
Or Babar, or whatever the fuck you want.
Me sound sitting there triggered as fuck because Rhinos. I just remember all like the flashbacks of Babar and Babar, and they were just like, they were all naked. Like, they didn't have clothes.
Yeah, that was the thing. They were all nude. Oh, what's going on?
Alright, so, next. Apparently, the running time of the upcoming Power Rangers movie has been revealed.
It's over 2 hours!
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, like, we weren't expecting that.
Man.
But... No, good! I wasn't expecting it to be an hour and a half movie.
I didn't know what to expect.
It's a fucking Hollywood movie. They're all over 2 hours recently.
Yeah.
Even
a kid's movie is at least an hour 45 minutes.
Yeah. Hour and 50 minutes is the closest thing.
Here's the interesting part about the synopsis on this picture that we're looking at. Blah, 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 save the planet. But to do so, they will have to overcome their real life issues. So there's going to be some civilian issues preventing them from doing their jobs as Power Rangers.
They're teenagers, e.g.
Yeah.
They're going to take a realistic turn on this where it's like...
I can't save the world because midterms are next week!
I can't form the Megazord. I got a DMV test in a half an hour.
I got a date in 10 minutes.
I got to go jack off.
Smitty ruined it.
But the prom is tomorrow!
But I can't be voted for prom queen. I have to fight Goldar. Fuck, why can't that be a College Humor video?
Rita stole my tux!
Like, realistic Power Rangers.
Rangers, Rita has taken over the school of the prom. The theme is evil!
No. Rangers, Rita has taken over the prom at your high school. Zordon, it's 2017. No one goes to proms anymore. We're at the after party. But you didn't go.
Yeah. No shit.
Just Rita's there. Ah!
You goddamn kids.
Just Rita gets there. No one's there except for like, the teachers. Just hammer it down.
I didn't go to my prom.
Screw it! Starts dancing with the
teachers. Neither did I.
I went to more than one prom.
I didn't go to my prom. I went to Anime North. Because it was the exact same weekend.
Anime Nerf.
Moving on.
Premium, son of a bitch!
Premium Bandai announces the Let's Go Ichigo Gashin.
Since the Toei World place closed down,
which was previously the only place you could get it.
Yeah, Premium Bandai's just like, you know what? We'll take it later, but.
How much are they selling it for?
1620 yen. Will release in March. Pre-orders are already out.
It's like $30.
More like 20 at that point.
No, but we're like shipping fan fees, 30. So you go.
Okay, that's better than me because I was originally. Because I would have had to pay like $50 to actually get this.
Yeah.
Because it was like a rare event thing.
Mm hmm.
And now it's not.
Well, no. They're. Like, the original run is. That you got at the museum is going to be the collector's one that everyone wants to get. Because it'll have that logo of the museum on the package.
Yep.
All right,
what's next?
Official images for the Forze and Wizard Gashets.
Yeah.
Wait, are these being sold together?
No. I think they're just coming in, like, pairs.
No, they're individually.
Okay, good.
So, Space Galaxy Forze and Magic the Wizard.
Because I kind of want the Wizard one.
I want the Forze one.
So, each gashet will be sold at 1620 yen, February 18th release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, what else you got there?
Next, official images of the Gashet Gear Dual Beta.
Barney?
What?
Same color as fucking Barney, man. You got the yellow,
That's racist?
You got the violet. It's fucking Barney.
Well, it looks more magenta.
So we can see pretty clear images on the Tattle Fantasy and Bang Bang Simulation. And it works pretty much the same, except both forms are on both sides of the actual gadget screen because it's meant to be used in the gamer driver.
So does this one speak English as well?
Some of it, because we can see how one of the lines is ready for battleship, and then let's going King of Fantasy, so it has some English and some Japanese.
It's going to be English.
Yeah. The gadget gear dual beta, 3,024 yen, February 25th release. I will be getting this one because Layton has paradoxes.
I do.
And I'm going to get none of them.
Yay.
My idea is that I just want to get the first 10 Gashad.
You just want the 10 Gashets that ended up not being as significant as everyone thought?
Yeah.
Yay.
That in, like, you know, a dangerous zombie. So basically, none of, like, the dual Gashads for now.
All right.
I have Mighty Brothers.
Especially
maybe down the line.
Okay.
All right.
But not right now.
Next, Comrade Eggzaid is the current McDonald's Happy Meal set in
Fucking
Japan.
Fucking better be.
Yeah.
Happy sets are the Japanese equivalent to the Happy Meals in Japanese McDonald's. As of February 3rd, they will feature Comrade Eggzaid cards for Gondorizing, which is how we discovered Burger Gamer exists. The featured cards will be Eggzaid Burger Action Gamer Level 4. Eggzaid Action Gamer Level 2, Double Action Gamer Level XXR, Brave Quest Gamer Level 2, and Hunter Quest Gamer Level 5.
And you can see all of them down below.
Yep. Genmu Zombie Gamer Level 10, and Paradox Fighter Gamer Level 50, and Puzzle Gamer Level 50.
Woot.
Also, they have pretty cure cards.
Yeah. The girls' version of the Happy Set will feature coloring books from Kira Kira Pre-Cure a la Mode.
I actually watched the first episode of that, to me, because Emily mentioned it last week, which I decided to actually sit down and watch the first episode. It was something.
Cool.
Definitely need to watch the second episode this week.
All right. Next, we got official images of the Q Ranger Q Buckle.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't think it really does much.
It's the buckle toy.
It's the holder.
It holds a Q-tama.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's the belt of the series, in which
so it holds a. You open up. You push the button on the top right, and it flips open this panel on the left downwards, and you set a Q-tama in it, and you can click it back up to hold it in there.
Oh,
That's neat.
See, my, so they're like, gonna pull the Q-tama out of their belt.
Yes.
So it's like the Zudenshi holder.
Or the Gokai buckle.
See, yeah. Like, my favorite buckle still to this day is the one from Tokyuju, just because, like, it was the Rainbow Pass. Like, they used it to scan to get into the trains. They could use it to buy shit, and you could actually fit, like, your, like, train pass into it and, like, use it to scan, so...
This Q-tama is the Futago, which is the Gemini.
Because Futago means twins.
Okay.
Yeah. And it comes with this buckle and works with Kyureno and Seiza Blaster.
Where is my fucking Aquarius?
I'm sure it'll happen. There's over 40 of these confirmed.
I want my Aquarius.
Yeah, so the dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
Someone hacked the Seiza Blaster and found out all the sounds for different Q-tama, which hints at potential other Rangers beyond Sky Blue.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not going to talk about those until news posts come up.
Wait a minute. So you're saying...
There could be up to 14.
This is a fucking Green Lantern Corps, then.
So, the Q Buckle, which includes the Futago Q-tama, is 2808 yen, February 11th release. One thing we never talked about the Seiza Blaster, I should mention, is the interesting part is that there's actually a button on the hand trigger.
Yep.
Whereas the Gashikan Bug Visor didn't.
No, we mentioned that before.
Well, it's worth mentioning again.
Ichi doesn't like it.
Yeah, we watched a video of the Seiza Blaster and Kyureno and all that, and I gotta say, I do not like the sound effects. But we'll see what they sound like in action in the show.
Mm-hmm. We'll see rather soon.
Yes.
Yeah. This weekend.
In fact, earlier than less than 24 hours, we'll be watching episode 1.
Yep.
Yay.
And before we wrap up, I believe Gar had something to talk about.
Indeed I did.
Is it Ultraman?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. God damn it.
Gar has a thing to talk about that we didn't bother putting on the thing. It's Ultraman, isn't it?
No, it's not something that was on there. It's something that I actually went to. The reason why the episodes were delayed last week was mostly A, our computer didn't update, in which Advid needed to be reinstalled. But the second reason was that on Saturday, February 4th, I went to the Royal Theater in downtown Toronto to watch... I went to go see both Ultraman Ginga S, the movie, and Ultraman X, the movie.
In the wrong order.
Yeah, that was the thing that pissed me off the most, but the more I think about it, they showed the crappy dub first, and then they showed the good dub. These movies were dubbed. And not only that, the guy who was running the event called Ginga Jinga. He's like, Ultraman Jinga? I literally shouted out, it's Ginga!
Didn't he hear you?
Yeah.
Cool.
He like, fixed himself, but I was gonna call him a dumb fuck, and I'm like, hey, were a bit too far.
Were there children around?
Yes, actually, there were, like, six-year-olds.
Then maybe not too bad.
Yeah. And then it's like, everyone's sitting there like, oh, Ultraman, I remember watching that show. I'm like, did you watch X? No?
Are you just making that realization now that you're here in the theater?
No, it's like, it occurred to me that, like, none of these people have seen Ginga S or X.
These leaps.
They watched Ultraman Tiga on Foxbox.
No, some of them didn't even know what Tiga was. They only knew what the 60 series was. Seats were comfy. The intermissions were alright. I wish they... Like, the more I think about it, just the music could have been a bit better. Because they had the instrumental to the opening to X, the original intro song from Ginga S, and... I don't know, some insert song from somewhere from the Ultra series. But was it fun? Absolutely. I wish I had a physical copy so I can show you guys the dub, because I think this might just be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Or it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to actually see this dub. It was priceless. So priceless.
Well, that's good you went then.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually shocked, because I thought I was going to be, like, the only one there.
Hmm.
Aside from that, that's basically it.
All right. All right, thanks everyone for joining us for another episode of Cast Ranger. We'll hear you on the podcast proper if you haven't already.
Bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.